This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. North Korea is sending a warning to the United States Friday. It is ready for dialogue or standoff when it comes to stalled nuclear talks. The North Korean foreign minister also said it would be a miscalculation if Washington imposed more sanctions on Pyongyang. It is the latest indication North Korean leader Kim Jong-un may not resume talks soon, despite hinting they would start following the latest round of U.S.-South Korean military drills, which ended this week. South Korea says it will scrap an intelligence-sharing pact with Japan that has hit trade and undercut security cooperation over North Korea. Reuters' Grace Lee reports.
Japan's prime minister was on the offensive Friday after Seoul announced it was cutting intelligence ties with Tokyo. That means it won't share information on North Korea.
Unfortunately, South Korea has continued with responses that damage the trust between our two countries.
It's the latest development in a growing dispute between the two countries that's affected everything from trade to diplomacy and now national security. A pact between them was due for automatic renewal on Saturday. It's what allowed them to share intel on the North's weapons program. But South Korea on Thursday said it's dropping that deal. Japan's defense minister has called for Seoul to reconsider, saying that South Korea didn't appreciate the growing threat from north of its border.
That was Reuters' Grace Lee reporting. South Korea says it will continue sharing information with Japan through the U.S. military under a less binding pre-existing deal called TISA. A U.N. report released Thursday found the Myanmar military intended to commit genocide on ethnic Rohingya when it drove hundreds of thousands of them from the country in 2017. This is VOA News. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro